KRVS Studios is Kathy Richard, who's here to talk about a really special day of free dental screenings. She is with the Louisiana Cultural Economy Foundation and is here to talk again about this day and some other things that are happening. So, Kathy, remind people again. I know you've been on for various events that you have sponsored. Tell us about the Cultural Foundation and what the goal of it is.
It really came out of an initiative by then-Lieutenant Governor Landrieu to make culture an economic engine, and part of that was economic opportunities and healthcare. So our foundation was born in 2005, and our two programs are economic development and healthcare.
And you're very interested in the healthcare part of that.
That's my program. I'm the director of the healthcare initiative.
All right. Well, what areas do you all focus on? What are your, within that initiative, what are you trying to achieve specifically?
We assist cultural workers. So that is the gamut of everything that makes Louisiana special. So it includes culinary, literary, theatrical, performing, musical, visual, historic preservation. The second biggest cultural economic development in Louisiana. So we assist them get access to health care. We connect them with existing resources that are here in the community and in the state in large, and also national programs that they don't know that are available to them. So it's our job to find out basically what do you need and how to get it for you.
So individuals actually approach you to find out about these services.
Absolutely, yes.
And in addition to that, you all have public days where you try to get as many people involved as possible for particular health needs, I think. And the Dental Day has been quite successful.
It's our fifth.
Mm-hmm. What goes on for the Dental Day? I mean, do you have to sign up ahead of time? How does that work?
You do. And unfortunately, it is only for music professionals.
Okay.
But that goes beyond just musicians.
Mm-hmm.
It's for sound engineers, roadies, music producers, agents, anybody in the music business. And they do have to sign up because you need an appointment. It is sponsored by Music Cares, which is the philanthropic organization of the Grammys, the Recording Academy. So that is the reason it's only out there for music professionals. It's our fifth day. We're excited. We've done over 175 musicians since the beginning, so that's quite a coup for us. And this is the second time we will be partnering with the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic. They have allowed us to use their facility, their dental facility, and it's been really wonderful. We did our first one in June. It was so successful that we are thrilled to be partnering with them again and having it at their clinic facility.
And what kinds of services are they offering on that day? I mean, obviously some far more complicated things can't take place on that day. So what will you be offering?
We will be able to provide, they will get their teeth cleaned, mm-hmm. Complete x-rays that will be available to them. They will be emailed mm-hmm. to them. If they have something that needs filling, they will fill it. If they need an extraction, they will extract it. And then any further treatment can then be applied to Music Cares in a financial assistance application. So while Music Cares will help you that day, they will also help you beyond with your treatment that will go beyond dental day. And we assist with that application as well. So going just beyond that day, there's a lot of need out there, and we can help them extend it.
Right. So you mentioned, you keep saying musicians, but as you said, it's anyone working
yes.
in the music industry. And how do they go about applying to participate in this day?
They can apply directly to Music Cares, and there's a number available, or they can, for a quick over the radio, how to get
mm-hmm,
in touch,
mm-hmm.
They can go to culturaleconomy.org. Which will put in touch with us, with the healthcare initiative, and then we can follow them through to get to the correct people at Music Cares.
So cultureleconomy.org and email you from there.
Yes.
So if you're listening or you know someone listening who's in the music industry and would perhaps have a need like this, encourage them to apply for it.
And it's not difficult to be able to get an appointment. It's our job to make sure they qualify.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of musicians out there that said, I don't have a CD.
Mm-hmm.
I've not had anything commercially released. That's not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
We have gone so far as to have a venue write a little note that's an email confirmation that this musician has been playing at their venue for 5 or 6 years. That's it. That mm-hmm. qualifies. So it's not scary. It is scary for them to qualify, mm-hmm. But it's not that difficult.
All right. So at least inquire.
Yes.
Go to that website, culturaleconomy.org, and inquire if you're in the music industry in this community about this free dental day that will be taking place on December 10th. And again, you were pointing out... Yes, December 10th. So you have a little time to find out more about it and then also to apply for this day. And as you mentioned, there's further assistance available. Should you have more serious needs after this day, you can apply to Music Cares.
Yes.
And I'm sure you'll assist them with that also.
That's my job.
That's your job.
Love it.
So that's the best website, cultureleconomy.org, and information about what you do here and all of these days is available there.
Yes, because if they go straight to Music Cares, it's very difficult to navigate.
Right.
So if they go to our website, cultureleconomy.org, I think it'll be more user-friendly to weave through and get to us, and then we can help them with that.
Right. And again, for people in the music industry for this particular day, but the cultural economy certainly covers, as you mentioned, all cultural workers in the state of Louisiana. So if you have a need or want to find out about what's available to you in the state, please stop by that website as well.
Yes, we can assist with medical, dental, pharmaceutical. I mean, whatever medical need is out there, we try to fill it. Mm-hmm. We do our very best. Sometimes we can't, but we have a lot of resources that we can help people access.
Right, things that people just may not know about.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, now, you're also kind of involved in other things as well. The Louisiana Cultural Economy Foundation is sponsoring the Great American Smokeout 2012, and there's something happening tomorrow evening with the information and music.
We are thrilled that we are partnering with both Legends Downtown and Marley's, and we're having the Great American Smokeout, which is a national night where everyone agrees to give up smoking for one day or one night. We're going to have the Sons of Voodoo entertaining at Legends and DJ Scoop at Marley's. It'll start at 4 for happy hour, but the music begins at 7. And it'll be free food, free giveaways. We'll have some door prizes. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you have people there talking about the issue, handing
Absolutely.
Out information.
Okay. It's important to our foundation because our musicians are so at risk for secondhand smoke. And it's we feel it's our job to advocate for them. So this is part of it, right. Seeing that we can enjoy entertainment, live entertainment, and have a smoke-free event. So we all believe it's not if, but when.
Well, you can find out more about that tomorrow evening, the Great American Smokeout 2012 in our community, but it's happening all over the United States. Great music and information downtown Lafayette. More information at Louisiana Cultural Economy.org.
Yes.
All right. Again, my guest, Kathy Richard, who is the Health Initiative Director for the Louisiana Cultural Economy Foundation, talking about Free Dental Day, which will be Wednesday, December 10th. You can find out more information or apply by going to cultureleconomy.org. And again, lots more information there as well. Well, Kathy, thanks so much for all
Thank
your
you
work.
So,
I know so many people appreciate it.
We enjoy it, and it's just something that's needed in our community, and we enjoy filling that need.
Yeah, a lot of belief in that. Well, thank you again. That is December 12th, the Free Dental Day.
10th.
December 10th.
That's
thank
okay.
you, Kathy.
Thank you, Judith.
All right.